to the brand new for you, pre-recorded version of the Natasha Devine Show. As you may have noticed, I am no longer doing the daily live show, but now this is a pre-recorded extravaganza where I'm combining Sunday school and Rants, Rock, and Reggae into one weekly show. Now we will have some Bible talk, we will have some politics talk, we will have some cultural enrichment, and you will have rants and all that fun stuff that you normally enjoy on the weekly live show, plus some innovations that we will enjoy with the pre-recorded technology that is now available. Please enjoy the show.
So the first lesson for this episode, I think, will deal mainly with some behavior that I've been seeing on the internet and in real life. But first, let me explain the new show format a little bit for you. So, as you see, it's now pre-recorded. Why is that? Because I no longer have internet service at home, and therefore I don't have the bandwidth to do the live stream. What I did do before the internet was terminated, I downloaded some editing applications, and that's what you'll be seeing put to use in these, in this and upcoming episodes, thanks to Mr. Joe Biden's inflation extravaganza. When we already knew there was going to be inflation after Trump's lockdown, we already knew that was going to have inflation, and then the stimulus checks. Okay, inflate. We knew that was coming, and then it just escalated out of control. And you know, I have other priorities in real life besides for paying for the internet. So, therefore, we will be pre-recorded, editing, and then uploading once a week. And I will try to do these on Sundays. Or get them uploaded on Sundays, rather, every week. But I can't promise that it will be that. But look, roughly by Sunday evening or Monday morning, there should be a new episode appearing on Spotify or whatever platform you enjoy the podcast on. So that's that. That's the new schedule. Sunday. By the end of Sunday, weekly new episodes, and that is that. So back to the actual topic that we're going to be discussing, and this is, it somewhat relates to some Israel activism and Jewish activism that I've seen recently, but it's not exclusively limited to that topic. What am I talking about is the approach to activism. When we talk about being active, what does that even mean? It doesn't just mean paying attention to the news related to your issue or topic. It really means actively making other people aware of the necessary information about whatever your cause is. So when we're talking about Israel, Zionism, Jewish activism with regard to Israel, we come across a lot of different approaches. And a lot of these approaches have been used for many years in Hasbara, in pro-Israel advocacy. But there are also other methods that have been used in other types of activism that have not been applied to Hasbara that much. And what I'm talking about are more radical approaches. And the time has come for that to be applied. After October 7th, I really don't have any regard for what people want to be nice and calm, and we need to be, we need to understand that they don't really get it, and you know, soft touch. Well, we did that for many years. Well, you guys did anyway, and it didn't really work. It ended up with people thinking that, number one, the Zionists are just out of touch, for one, and then it also made it seem like easy targets. You know, it made it seem like, hey, well, those people, they're not really radical or tough, and they're not going to fight you. They're just some normie old people, and it made it like something that people could easily attack and then not feel bad about it. They feel like, oh, well, those are like, you know, boomer vibes, man, you know, where they like old stuff like the Bible and fuck that. It's not, you know, doesn't promote trans kids and, you know, 37 different xenogenders or whatever. So you have where we're at now. And where are we at now in 2024? It's essentially the people who thought they were progressive and anti-racist. They fought so hard against their natural instincts to, you know, to their natural instincts of discrimination, where they've bottled it all up. And so they have this like bottled up hatred, that they've been avoiding microaggressions and everything. Like, so every little bit of aggression is bottled up for these people. And what its target ends up being is the Jew, the Zionist, the entity that they can't explain, because they can say that it's racist, even though Jews are not exactly a race. It's an ethno-religious group. But they can claim that it's old-fashioned and religious, and that comes with a lot of things like homophobia and transphobia or whatever, different, you know, modern concepts that are whatever not represented in there. They're going to view that as hateful towards that concept, you know. Well, we're not represented in there, that must mean it hates us, you know. Silly things like that. Even though every person is represented in the Bible, in a sense, these types of people wouldn't understand it. They'd have to, there's a lot of context there that they'd have to study, you know. So the presumption is, you know, that it hates. If you're religious and you follow the Bible, you hate gay people. That's what they think. Now, never mind the fact that they're supporting Islamists who also hate gay people. They're not familiar with Islam. So they could be, you know, anti-gay, anti-this, whatever. It's not the oppressor in their life. So they're like, well, it maybe oppresses people over there, but maybe if we show them that gay people support them, they'll be more gay friendly, and at least it's not Christian like my dad. You know, they all associate it with their dad, I guess, who is presumably Christian, because they don't know anything about Islam and they don't know anything about Judaism. So I'm presuming that their parents are just like identity Christians who gave them no actual religious education, because that's most of what you're dealing with, is people with no religious or historical education. I watched a, you know, pro-Palestine, anti-Israel woman saying that, the modern Hebrew was created by Yehuda Halevi, and he was obviously racist against Palestinians to say that Palestine means invaders. You know, like she really wasn't putting together the concept that the Bible is not modern Hebrew. This is ancient Hebrew. It's been around, you know, a few thousand years, and she is associating some modern political entity with racism, modern racism, with the root of the language. You know, in reality, I wonder if any of these people realize that what we're talking about is, you know, when we say the Torah, we're talking about the Old Testament of the Bible. I wonder, do they really even understand that basic aspect? Like, it's not like Judaism is like some modern apparition. But if they don't have any chronological timeline to go by, then yeah, you can place anything anywhere along it, right? So if you believe when modern Hebrew was developed, which was that is the repatriation when people are trying to go back and live in the land and speak Hebrew to each other and have to deal with new words. That's why it's called modern Hebrew. That's why there's a distinction, you know. But I mean, some of these people might actually believe that Hebrew didn't exist. That's what I'm thinking. Like this woman, the way that she said it, it seemed like she believed that modern Hebrew is where our scriptures are in, you know. I think she actually thought that. And there must be others out there who are thinking this. They're thinking that the foundation of the state of Israel is like the beginning of Hebrew history. Which, of course, yeah, that would make it look bad, right? If we just came along out of nowhere and said, oh, well, you know, we just created a language and we're just going to come and live in this place. They're not understanding that the Bible is talking about us. That's what the story, that's what we're using. We're not using anything from modern Hebrew as any sort of basis for any political Zionism or any political anything, really. Nobody uses modern Hebrew as the basis for anything other than, you know, ordering a pizza or something, or using the telephone or fixing some sort of modern machine or using the internet, you know. It's most things already existed, you know, people, air, trees, cats, dogs, invaders, war, male, female, sex, food, you know, all these things existed in the ancient world. Modern Hebrew is very small amount of additions to the Hebrew language in comparison to the existing lexicon, you know? But when I saw that video, I really thought, I was like, wow, there are people out there that are that, you know, there are people who are that stupid. That are really thinking that, you know, the word invaders, Palestinian, is modern Hebrew. The Philistines, they think that's modern Hebrew. That blew my mind, because I was like, how could they not understand it? But they have a complete disconnect between the idea of Jews and the idea of ancient Hebrew. They don't understand that that's what we read, you know, 90% of the time. Most Jews in the world are not speaking modern Hebrew because we're not using conversational Hebrew. We live, you know, outside of Israel, most people, and are speaking to different people all around the world. So in America, my conversational language is English, but I'm using ancient Hebrew when I'm reading the Torah, when I'm reading the Haftorah, when I'm looking at you know, a prayer book or something like that. That's ancient Hebrew. I don't really use conversational modern Hebrew, and only Israelis really do. So the idea that, you know, the very word Palestine, that they're basing Palestine, Palestine, off of, the idea that we are racist because the word means invaders is so backwards. It meant invaders back then, and those people that were invading us were Europeans. They were not Arabs. They were not what you call the Palestinians now. The Philistines were coming in through the Aegean Sea. So these are like Mediterranean people, or like I talked about recently, there's some theory that maybe they could have even been Vikings or descendants of Vikings. But let's think about it. If they believe that our scriptures are modern Hebrew that's just recently been created, that's why they're so fucking crazy and retarded about this whole topic. They're like completely lost. They have no idea what they're talking about. They don't. So my idea, my thought is that focusing on the most simple basics is what we need to do. And I'm thinking this is probably going to go for about 75% of topics. I'm not just talking about Israel and the Bible here. Think about this. If they don't know that the Bible is ancient Hebrew, right? They probably don't know basic things like that people didn't have transgender before like the 20th century. They probably think that, you know, transgender people have been, you know, fighting for rights and all this stuff for all these centuries or something like that. Or maybe they believe all sorts of crazy. Who knows? You know, these people, I mean, they might think that baby formula is the natural way to, you know, they might, like, everything that we think we know is basic and that we think that they're crazy and retarded, it's probably because they don't actually know it. And that's why it doesn't make sense that they think these things, because they don't know the very, very basics. Like, we need to, like, dumb down communicating with these people to a whole lower level. Like they're stupid and they're gullible. Like, they fell for the idea of Palestine, right? And if it's because they don't believe that we're using ancient Hebrew, okay, maybe they don't understand that the white building underneath the gold lump is the Jewish building. Like, I'm dead ass serious. Like, maybe they don't understand that our temple is underneath the mosque. Maybe they think that's all the mosque. Like, the very basics, these people don't know anything about. Maybe they think an abortion is getting rid of, like, a clump of cells, not, like, something with a beating heart, for example. Maybe they don't really understand that, and they think that you have to be, like, a Christian to not support abortion or something like that, you know? Like, that it's some belief in Jesus or something that stops people from supporting that, when that's obviously, you know, only one of many, many different reasons why you would not support that. Same thing. I was just thinking about all of this different stuff, like trans kids. Maybe they really don't understand. Maybe they don't understand that puberty doesn't start till a certain point, and that using puberty blockers is actually, you know, unnatural and harmful to the person. And, you know, maybe they don't realize, maybe they don't understand that those drugs sterilize people and that it's essentially a genocide. It's a genocide of gay people. If you act gender nonconforming and a little bit feminine, instead of just, you know, calling you a sissy, now they're going to tell you that you're supposed to be a girl, and they'll make it so that you can't breed. Well, that one's got, you know, acting a little gay in his line. End of that family. You know, that's what this transgender craze is doing. Maybe they don't understand that, though. Maybe it's not that they are really horrible people who just disagree with basic decency. Maybe they don't understand. You know how children, we say children are cruel because they don't understand what they're doing. You know, they don't look at something because they don't know that it is hurting you. So since they don't know that it's hurting you, they don't understand that it's cruel to do that, right? So that's the same type of thing with these people. I think these far left people, they don't realize that they're acting like little Nazis, you know? They don't even know what the Nazis are or what the Nazis did, and half of them probably don't even know who the Nazis killed. I guarantee you, if you went to most of these people, you know, and they claim they support Antifa and all this type of stuff, ask them what is Nazism. Ask them what is fascism. They probably don't know the difference between the two, first of all, and they may not know anything about either. Seriously, I think that these people are woefully uninformed. Not just they're stupid and they don't get the concept, but like they have absolutely no knowledge of the very basics of most of these concepts. That's I'm willing to bet money on that. That most of these far left people, they're not just idiots, they're completely uninformed. It's not like they were shown the topics and misunderstood them, like they were never shown them in the first fucking place. They're totally lost, uninformed, no knowledge whatsoever. If somebody is a pro-Palestine, anti-Zionist activist, ask them what is Zionism. Ask them, what is Zionism? I bet you'll be surprised you get just some bizarre made-up answer that they came up with in their own head. It's not what they think it is. I mean, what is Zionism? Zionism is the support for the political self-determination of the Jewish people. Period. To say that we can live how we want in our ancestral homeland. Now, there are different forms of Zionism. Obviously, there's liberal Zionism. They want us to live liberal in our ancestral homeland. There's religious Zionism. They want us to live religiously in our ancestral homeland. There's, you know, all these different, there's labor, you know, Zionism, where they want to have like a socialistic, more focused on the labor aspect. But essentially, it's, you know, self-determination for the Jewish people in our homeland. So if somebody's adding something else to that, oh, well, it's a racist viewpoint where they want to kill all the Arabs, or they want to fucking blow up all the things, or they're helping the Jews all around the world organize some power structure, or it has something to do with the Freemasons, or any of this nonsense. Like, that's all crap, it's all lies, and they don't know what they're fighting against then. They're literally just swinging blind, really. And so, yeah, I say now let's start off with meet people where they're at. Ask them, what do you know about this topic? What does that mean? When you say you're against this, what is this? What define this? Define it. If you can't tell me what the word means that you're against, then why are you against it? Just saying. I also think people on the right need to stop being so wimpy. We kind of got into this take the moral high ground position to the extreme. Like, you should be having the moral high ground, but we already do. So now we're kind of like overdoing it to where we're like being too nice, and then letting people take an unfair advantage, you know? And I think we need to stop that. Also, people need to stop complaining about activists who are, you know, too over the top for them, I'm not going to name any names, but if you don't like somebody's style, then go do your own thing. Do you think somebody really cares that, well, I don't appreciate this so-and-so yelling all the time, or so-and-so saying these offensive words? But, well, then don't fucking look at them, all right? Go and look at some other shit. Go and look at whatever it is you do. Go look at it. Do that. That's all. There doesn't need to be any deeper discussion. You don't need to sit and make fucking little videos about how so and so is making us look bad, blah 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 blah. You know what you do? You tell them, hey, I disagree with this for blah blah blah, and then you point out your reasons for something that they politically have done that's in opposition to your viewpoint. But if you just don't like their style, fuck off. Who cares? Not worth mentioning. Not worth fucking causing further divisions with people who are supposed to be on the same side. And if you're just, like, if they've done something morally apprehensive, okay, well, let's say reprehensible rather. If they've done something morally reprehensible and they are supposedly representing the side of good, yes, then call people out on that. Say, oh, this guy, he cheated on his wife, or he punched somebody in the face when he said he was a pacifist, or he did this or that, whatever. But if you just don't like their style of activism, nobody gives a rat's ass. Nobody cares that you don't like that somebody is loud, or that their voice is raised volume. Nobody cares that you didn't like what they wore. Nobody cares. Stop. Shut the fuck up. If I don't like somebody's style of activism, I'm just going to do my style instead. Simple as. How is this fucking complicated even?
Should not be the ones we're trusting with our children, especially in regards to their education. They're creating worker bees that will get a jab for a job, not critical thinkers or leaders. Can we name a skilled leader in the modern world who went to an American public school? And beyond just the content they're teaching, also think about the schedule that the nowadays schools keep. Children are spending 8 hours in a school away from the home and family, yet very few are showing results as if they had 8 hours of actual studying per day. Back in the less industrialized time, school was not all day, every day, because children also had to contribute to the family at home and work on farms and in cottage industries, etc. Now the system wants children separate from their families as much as possible. Not just for human trafficking, and of course that does happen through the schools as well, but for the purpose of controlling the individuals. They want to teach these kids the muscle memory of doldrum. They want them to get up at a specific time they don't want to in order to do something that they don't want to do every single day. Listen to people who don't deserve respect, be force-fed propaganda, and face punishment if you voice disagreement. And when you get to be an adult, it'll be doing all this for money, which the government is going to take almost half of. Obviously, historically and traditionally, schooling as a concept can work, but a student needs attention, and that hardly exists anywhere anymore. In most places, it's not the type of attention they need, but negative attention, like compliance training and bullying people into conformity. Oh, you're a delinquent because you skip school. Yet they never ask why the kids don't want to go to the school. If a kid's asking questions nowadays, the teacher has some set up script and topics they can't talk about. Not to mention there's 35 students in the classroom, or more at a time, most areas, and half of them are black and half of them are white. The numbers and ratios vary, but most schools are mixed. The teachers let the black students do whatever they want because they don't want to be considered racist. So it creates racial tension between the students. Yet the kids with white skin, shamed both by their classmates and now the system with critical race theory and so forth and DEI. Most of them are actually just trying to pass the class so they don't get in trouble with their parents at home. And you wonder why today's youth are on the internet being uber racist. Meanwhile, most of the black kids don't have parents that actually care about the schooling because black people no longer have faith in this system. Yet the whole system is being rebuilt to cater to them. Eventually, public school is only going to be for poor white people and poor black people. And its quality will continue to slip down and down to cater to those groups. And of course, black and brown communities tend to be homophobic, so you'll have a messed up system where you have a bunch of people who feel historically oppressed, having LGBT, abortion, birth control, basically depopulation propaganda pumped down their children's throats on the taxpayers' dime. And the taxpayers will be the only people with jobs, mainly white, and mostly not sending their kids to these schools. Now, how does that look? Racism is bad, but let's have a bunch of rich white people using a decrepit school system that they would never put their own children into, trying to indoctrinate black and brown kids to not reproduce. And this is the result of anti-racism, somehow.
Thank you for watching the show. Remember to tune in next week. And in the meantime, please do check out the official websites on the screen.